Would you love me more
if I killed someone for you?
By Moonfrost Shash. Read by Daisy Divergence. Summary. Jung Chung is in love with Lan Wangji, who clearly hates Wei Wuxian. Jung Chung kills him to try to win Lan Wangji's love, with predictably bad results. Author's notes. Note that this is written very much from Jung Chung's perspective, and a lot of his perceptions of reality in this are very warped. Also, Wei Wuxian gets killed in the burial mounds. I don't remember if this happens in any version of canon, but it's a good dramatic setting, so that's what's happening here. Reader's notes, I'm recording this for Sun Kitten Chash for ITPE. I was so thrilled when I got matched with you this year, and I was like, oh, you know, I think there's one fic that they've written that hasn't been podficed yet, and I found it. So I hope you enjoy. Let's go. Jung Chung loved Lan Wangji. How could he not? Lan Wangji was perfect. Poised and quiet and privileged and a rule follower. Everything Jung Chung wasn't. Everyone looked up to him. Everyone respected him. Jung Chung watched him in their classes, sitting ramrod straight and perfectly at attention, never distracted by the other students' antics. He watched him after class, never mingling with the sorry likes of them, brushing them off and drifting away, pristine in his white robes. He watched him handle students' punishments, always following the letter of the law, always dedicated to rooting out infractions and upholding the rules, always stern and emotionless. Jung Chung wanted to break that perfect composure, make those cold eyes show emotion, make him want, need, someone in his flawless little bubble. But not just anyone. Only him. He wanted to be the person that golden boy Lan Wangji, second Jade of Lan, would break for. The desire tasted like bile in his throat sometimes. Lan Wangji never even seemed to notice him. Of course he didn't. Jung Chung wasn't important, wasn't good enough, wasn't powerful enough for him. He needed to become stronger, someone that Lan Wangji could respect, and then he would see him. Then Jung Chung would know he was worth something. The only person Lan Wangji did seem to respond to was Wei Wuxian, Jung Chung's favored bratty adopted brother. He would not stop harassing Lan Wangji, making a fuss in class and trying to touch him and tease him constantly. Lan Wangji must hate his guts. Jung Chung did his best to rein in his brother and stop him from being such a little shit all the time. He would only get himself in trouble and reflect badly on Jung Chung. He hoped that Lan Wangji noticed his efforts. He hoped he appreciated Jung Chung for it and didn't associate him too much with Wei Wuxian's nonsense. They saw more of each other during the Sunshot campaign, and it was wretched, each day a living nightmare. But at least Lan Wangji was there with him. There were only two things that Jung Chung was sure of in these horrible times. That he loved Lan Wangji, and that Lan Wangji hated Wei Wuxian. He didn't know how his Lan stood being around his horrible brother so much. He admired his dedication, working uncomplainingly with such a man in order to defeat the Wends. Zheng Cheng could barely stand it himself, the irritant of his adopted brother rubbing up against his raw exhaustion and grief. Lan Wangji was so patient with Wei Wuxian, so kind to him, in order to keep those dark skills on their side. He was so much better than Zheng Cheng could ever hope to be. How could he prove himself to such a man as this? Zheng Cheng mulled over this frequently. He was a strong cultivator, certainly, but Lan Wangji was stronger. And Zidian was a unique weapon, but demonic cultivation was an even more distinctive skill. All he had was his single-minded dedication to the search for righteous revenge. Lan Wangji seemed like the type to fixate on a single goal and devote everything to that. He would probably like that. Zheng Cheng couldn't let himself lose his drive, because then he wouldn't have a chance of Lan Wangji loving him anymore. Yes, that was what he needed to do. The Wens had done wrong, had poisoned the cultivation world, and he was purifying it now. Lan Wangji was the most righteous pure cultivator there was. The filthy Wens might be gone eventually. They must be gone. But he could continue on his mission, ruthlessly drive out those that did evil, and protect the sanctity of Lan Wangji's world. He wouldn't let any other evil get into it. Maybe he couldn't be as pure as Lan Wangji was. He certainly wasn't, he thought, and he and Wei Wuxian ushered Lan Wangji out so that they could make an end to Wen Chao. But he could protect him, could be his guardian, his filthy dog who chased out intruders and snapped and bit at anyone who got too close to his master. He could keep the evil away from his beloved, would face it himself to keep Lan Wangji clean. He couldn't believe Wei Wuxian had thrown away his love like this. He couldn't believe Wei Wuxian had thrown away his sister like this. All the irritation and resentment and hatred from over the years finally boiled over in Zheng Cheng, erupting in a geyser of fury, and he screamed at Wei Wuxian like he never had before. He called him an ungrateful wretch, a scourge on society, the shame of Lotus Pier, of his family, of him. "You think I meant for this to happen?" Wei Wuxian said, bitter but quiet, tears dripping steadily down his face, as they had been doing for some time. "Do you think I wanted Shijie to die? None of it was supposed to go this way."
"It doesn't matter," said Zheng Cheng harshly. "You were out of control, Wei Wuxian. You were a danger to us all."
Wei Wuxian said nothing more. He almost looked like one of his own fierce corpses, waiting for instruction, his body limp and sagging at the seams, thin as a stick. All the fight was gone out of him. He just looked up at Zheng Cheng, big hollow eyes, his face gray. Wei Wuxian was not well.
Well, of course he was not well. Who could be well? That committed such unspeakable atrocities, that chose to walk down such a wicked path. He was sick, a dog with rabies, or an infected rat, and needed to be put down like one. There was no other choice, Zheng Cheng thought, anger surging through him again. Wei Wuxian was harassing the entire cultivation world. Wei Wuxian had made his most beloved sister miserable, and then taken her away from him. Wei Wuxian was the evil in his Lan Wangji's world, and he needed to be exorcised from it. Zheng Cheng strode forward, a beacon of righteous wrath, sword in hand and Zidian sparking. And Wei Wuxian watched him approach and did not even flinch. "I killed him," Zheng Cheng said. He was smiling. He could feel the muscles of his mouth stretching, the dried dirt and blood cracking on his face. He couldn't stop smiling. "He's gone. He won't bother you ever again." Lan Wangji didn't respond. He kept staring down at the remains of Wei Wuxian with that oddly sad look. Was it sad? Zheng Cheng wasn't sure. It was so hard to read expressions in the blankness of that perfect, controlled face. "Why are you upset?" Zheng Cheng asked. "You don't have to worry about him ever again. He can't destroy anything or kill anyone, or even let out his stupid fucking annoying voice ever again. I did it. I finally did it." He started laughing. The burial mound seemed so beautiful. All of a sudden, the dirt and fog and blood making a perfect picture. It haloed Lan Wangji, standing somehow still pristine and unmoved amid the destruction. His Lan Wangji, his angel. He laughed harder, the world lighting up around him. Zheng Cheng was covered in dirt and blood too, but he had finally rid the world of the cursed Wei Wuxian. Surely now he was worthy of even such perfection as Hong Gong Jun. "You evil man." Lan Wangji's voice was low, and it trembled with some barely suppressed emotion. Lan Wangji always suppressed his emotions perfectly, but it was firm and clearly enunciated. Zheng Cheng looked up, startled and more confused than anything else, to see Lan Wangji's eyes boring right into him, anger shining out clear as day from his face. No, not anger. Fury. "How could you do such a thing?" Lan Wangji stepped forward, and Zheng Cheng instinctively stepped back from the force of him. "How could you murder Wei Ying?" "He was at the point of death anyway. You know that. You've seen him." Something frantic was building up in Zheng Cheng's lungs. This wasn't how it was supposed to go. "He didn't even resist me. I can hardly call it killing. It was more like suicide on my blade." Some other emotion was starting to appear in Lan Wangji's face. Zheng Cheng couldn't tell what it was, but didn't think it was in his favor. There was yet hope. He did not deserve to die. You had no right. "What else have we been doing this whole time? He was a scourge on the cultivation world, Lan Wangji. He's killed so many cultivators. He killed Jun Yun Li." Zheng Cheng still choked around the name. No one could do what he's done. It's still worth keeping around. We're better off without him. Lamanji did not say anything. His face seemed to grow harder at every word that came out of Zheng Cheng's mouth. He looked like he wanted to throw Zheng Cheng off the cliff behind them. Terror swam up Zheng Cheng's throat, choking him, stinging behind his eyeballs. Lam Wangji didn't understand. Why didn't he understand? How could Zheng Cheng make him understand? I did it for you, he babbled, the words buried deep in his heart, bubbling up out of his mouth. Don't you understand? I did it for you. You hated his demonic cultivation. You hate evil in the cultivation world. You always wanted him gone. I just did the dirty work for you. You hated him. You hated him so much. You always did. Lamanji's face crumpled. It was one of the most horrifying things he'd seen. All the composure that never left him was gone in an instant, along with his anger, replaced with an intense sorrow. He looked at the point of tears. Lamanji actually swayed on his feet a little. I love him. The world stopped.
What?
I love him, Lamanji said, louder. His face still held that expression that Zheng Cheng had never seen before and never wanted to see again. Wanted to stop seeing. Wanted all of this to just stop. I loved him. I never hated Wei Ying. I have loved him with my whole heart since he came to Cloud Recesses. Tears were actually coming out of his eyes now, slowly dripping down his face. He was the only one. I would do anything to save him. This was wrong. This was all so wrong. Lamanji's composure finally broken. His true emotions all splattered out across his face. And it was for Wei Wuxian? This couldn't be true. Zheng Cheng couldn't believe it. He wouldn't believe it, except that Lamanji never lied. And seeing his face now, oh God, his face, that no man could lie with a face like that. How could he have been so wrong? Lamanji wasn't supposed to love Wei Wuxian. He hated him. He'd always hated him. He despised him from the moment he'd set foot in Cloud Recesses. He'd been so upset about the time they had been forced to spend together. Hadn't he? Memories flashed across his mind, quick and piercing as lightning. Lamanji following Wei Wuxian. Lamanji gazing at Wei Wuxian. Lamanji defending Wei Wuxian's opinion in class and in war meetings. Lamanji chasing Wei Wuxian when he ran off. Lamanji taking Wei Wuxian to take care of him. Wei Wuxian falling. Lamanji catching him. Lamanji caring for Wei Wuxian. Protecting him, standing up for him. Lamanji loving Wei Wuxian? No. No. The thought was too horrible to bear. Too new and unfamiliar, wrenching out of shape everything that Zheng Cheng had always known for a fact to be true. In the space of a few moments, his world had all come crashing down on him. Suddenly, he couldn't breathe, ash filling his lungs, the putrid air of the burial mounds catching in his throat. Zheng Cheng sat on the ground, overwhelmed. Lan Wangji loved his brother? If that was what Lan Wangji's love looked like, Zheng Cheng had never been close to receiving it. He thought he'd finally done what he needed to win Lan Wangji's approval, only for it to come to this. What was his world now? What was he even striving for? If Lan Wangji had loved Wei Wuxian so dearly, who was this man, this Lan Wangji, that he had watched for so long, loved and built his life around for so long, that he thought he knew down to his bones if he did not hate, but in fact so much as loved one such as his wretched brother? But you hated him, Zheng Cheng whispered. You always did. He was always so annoying and never listened to anyone. And then later, he sought out and did so much evil. We all hated him. Lan Wangji frowned at him. You seemed very close when you were young. He's your brother. Did you not love him? The realization was quiet, not crushing and fierce as Zheng Cheng was accustomed to his emotions being. But with those simple words from Lan Wangji, the clouded, tremulous waters of his feelings suddenly cleared, and he could see that it was just sorrow, 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 all the way down. Oh, God. Oh, God. He loved him. Zheng Cheng loved his shitty, entitled, flirtatious, shameless, ridiculous, kind, brilliant, broken, dead brother. He remembered feeling affection for him as a child, hidden beneath a layer of annoyed callousness, to be sure, but running strong and deep and fierce. He'd known it was there, and he thought it would last a lifetime. He remembered thinking that love had shriveled up under the force of anger and disappointment at what he had done. But now, the anger was gone, and he could see that the love had never gone away. He had known, somewhere deep down, that Wei Wuxian was hurting and alone, and that something was terribly wrong with him, and he was so angry about it. He didn't know how to worry for Wei Wuxian, how to care for him, how to fix it. Wei Wuxian was always the one who fixed things. He always got them into trouble, but he also got them out of it, too. He was Zheng Cheng's big brother. That was his job. He took care of them both. He always fixed it. He was always strong. He didn't know how to feel those feelings, so he was angry about it. But now the anger was gone, and the feelings that had always been underneath stood out clear as day. There were tears on his cheeks, Zheng Cheng realized. He was crying. He hadn't cried since he didn't know when. He tried to stop, but only started sobbing, tears flowing faster from his eyes. He loved his brother. He loved him so much.
And now he killed him. And for what? The love of a man who, as it turned out, didn't hate Wei Wuxian either? It was ridiculous. Absurd. Cheng Cheng somehow let out a laugh, harsh and discordant among his sobs. Maybe the whole cultivation world loved him after all, and now they would come after Cheng Cheng for killing their beloved. That might be better, actually. The thought of the future, his mind instantly reared back from the thought. From the roaring void, that was all he could envision. A life utterly alone. A life without Yan Li. Without even the chance of love from Lan Wangji. Without the laughing presence of his brother by his side. He didn't want to live a life without it. Couldn't bear the thought. He'd never thought about it when he had it. Had simply taken it for granted, and now it was gone. Wei Wuxian would never come back, would never tease him or whine at him again, would never casually drop exactly the sound advice he needed again. He couldn't even get that back now, and it was a physical pain in his chest. And the love he had sought as reward for that death was, he was quite certain, irrevocably lost because of what he had done. Lan Wangji had loved Wei Ying, perhaps even more than Zheng Cheng himself had. And since his death, he had only looked at Zheng Cheng with anger and sorrow. And something like disgust. Everything he had been striving for, the one overarching goal that had driven him, the foundation on which he stood, and on which he had built his life for the past decade, had disappeared from under him. And now, he stood on nothing. Zheng Cheng sat in the burial mounds, covered in blood and dirt, the body of his brother before him, and that brother's devastated lover standing above him. Everything he was or loved, ruined by his own hands. The end. If you enjoyed this story, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments to the original author on AO3. Thanks for listening.